Good morning. It's Joe and McKinsey. What's going on? I'm McKinsey, along with producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. We're talking about when you're excited, you buy something, mostly online, perhaps, and then it comes. You're so excited. You open it up, and it is complete junk. 833-563-2539. We're talking after the show about something that someone's bought, and it's like when it arrives, you're so excited, and then when you're totally disappointed, it's so disheartening.
Yeah, so my roommate, this just happened. She had gone out to dinner and some drinks with friends and then came home, maybe had another glass of wine, and ordered something online. And it was this little like monkey that's supposed to like hang from your window. And she wanted it to hang from our window because we live on a very busy street where people are constantly walking by. And she's like, you know, if someone saw that in the window, they would like make them chuckle or make them smile. Like that'd be a cute thing. I was like, oh my gosh, I love that idea.
Right.
So then it arrived this week on Monday and we open up the package and it was supposed to be a cute little monkey hanging from a rope. It was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. The paint was all jacked up. The face just looked terrifying, not cute. And it also was like the tiniest little monkey on her. We thought it was going to be like 6 inches, you know, seven
inches.
The size
was deceiving.
It was literally like 2 inches big. It was tiny and it literally looked terrifying. It was a complete piece of junk and we were so disappointed.
Oh, see, I just ordered. I was super excited. It was some like eye cream or something that I was like, oh, and I'd heard good things and it came. And I used it one time and it was like, it was like a white residue. Like it's the worst, like it's terrible. And I gave it another shot and it is complete junk. Like complete junk, and it was expensive too. And after, I was so excited when it came, but I was like, what the heck? And it leaves like a chalky buildup on your face.
Oh gosh.
Like, it's horrific.
For my story, it's like so sad, but you guys are going to think it's so funny. So this is when I was living in New Jersey and I was an intern at a radio station in New York City. So obviously New York City, very high paced life, you know,
yes.
You got to do everything right. You can't do anything wrong. So we were doing a Halloween concert and everyone needed a costume.
Okay.
Oh
and
my gosh.
My costume was a pig because I'm producer Porkchop, right?
Okay,
oh, okay.
Makes
yeah,
sense.
That's cute. Funny.
So I needed a pig. This is when I was in college. I was broke as heck, just super busy. So I went online and ordered a pig costume.
Okay. You're thinking it's going to be pretty straightforward and simple.
Yeah. Well, and I ordered it with like no time to spare. I spent literally, guys, my last dollars to buy this, and I rushed delivered it. Got it the day before the concert. I open it, and it's a freaking outline to sew a pig costume. Are you kidding me?
Well, what did you do?
You want to know what I did? So the very next morning,
do you wanna know what I did?
The very next morning, the day of the freaking concert,
yeah.
I drove 3 hours to Long Island, New York because I found a warehouse that makes costumes.
Wow.
Bought the pig costume, drove to the concert, made it right on time in New York City, but
oh my gosh. They always like get you with that stuff. I ordered a pair of shorts. We used to do Pineapple Fridays.
Yeah,
do you remember that, Chops?
Yeah.
So
I still
Chops
have,
and I.
The boxers you bought me.
Which sounds weird. We used to always wear something with pineapples on it on Fridays. It was super fun when Chops and I worked together on the West Coast. So I bought these cute pineapple shorts for our Pineapple Fridays from China. They come. I cannot get one leg.
Oh.
I ordered a small, which typically I'm a small.
Baby
they
small.
Literally would fit my, at the time, like 8-year-old daughter.
This has happened to me. I ordered from this site called Romwe, which like everything is like $7.99, which I should have known. But
right.
You order something from China and this was like 2 years ago, like I was first starting out in radio, working 3 jobs, like I was so broke. And so I ordered clothes from there. And again, I'm normally a small. So just like McKenzie, so I ordered a small thinking like, oh, whatever, it should be fine. And it came and I this same thing happened. I tried to fit one leg through these shorts and I ripped them. The entire seam, it was so poorly made that this seam literally just totally ripped. And I was like, are you kidding me? So then I made the mistake of ordering something from them again.
And because you're like, well, it's like $7-$8.
Exactly. Right? So I was like, let me just try one more time. So this time I ordered an extra large in sweatpants, and I ordered another pair of jean shorts that were a large because I was like, dude, the small could not even fit over my leg.
Right.
The extra large sweatpants were literally leggings on me. Extra large. And they were leggings on me. I'm normally a small. And then
this does wonders for your self-esteem. Like, when you wear these things.
Oh, absolutely. And then the small jean shorts or the medium jean shorts that I ordered were like three sizes too big. And I was like, I'm done. That's it.
Like, done with online. So stop ordering junk, will ya? All right, coming up, we're going to do...
Wait, what happened?
Wait until you hear what a hospital employee was arrested for doing to patients.